And join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item is approval of minutes from the meeting for December 22nd.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
I was absent, I believe.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
You excused that, by the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You guys have anything before we get started? Communications?
Next agenda item is a public hearing. Rename portion of Liberty Fairfield Road.
Greg, you have something on that?
I don't know if you've seen this, gentlemen, but I've made copies. This is another construction. This is section red that we're here to guide.
This is it?
The section that we're talking about here.
Yeah, we've got.
Yeah, you got a copy.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, we got it. Okay. Yeah, we've already traveled that. That's.
Yeah.
That's slick.
To me, it really, I have no interest in what the name is. It's fine, whatever directions. I think the Peters here have some interest. We did it before with Old Kyle Station Road. I think that's when we came up with Old Liberty Fairfield Road. And the only reason we even do that is just we think it's not that big a deal in reference to the people that already got addresses on there. All you're doing is putting Old in front of Liberty Fairfield or Kyle Station. But it really makes a little difference to me.
Does anyone in the audience have anything for or against this issue?
We kind of wanted to name.
You want to step up here, please, if you will, and just give your name and address for the record, if you will.
Dan Peters, 7130 Liberty Fairfield. We thought we might name it Lucy May Way to shorten the name. We already need an envelope stretcher to put Liberty Fairfield on it without Old. And that would be named after, you know, after my mother that's been there, I think, 50-some years.
Okay.
And we do own the major amount of the road. Yeah, there's people that turn around there many, many times because they're so used to, they see Liberty Fairfield, so they turn to try to go out one or the other way. Mm-hmm. You know, which I know it's new, and that's probably the instance of new stuff.
Where do you live on the?
Right across from where the.
The middle house.
Oh, okay.
That's where their farm.
Okay.
Right there.
That's here.
Down here.
This is the Betters.
Oh, okay. And who lives on the?
This is.
Nothing?
This right here is what we sold for the subdivision. There's houses.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the road ends here and ends here at my field here.
Okay, and you?
And I've talked to Bob Vedder, and he said, fine with me. He said, I don't want to write that long road.
Well.
But what's the name again? What's your mother's name?
Lucy May. I figured that'd simplify everything. I couldn't think anything to go with our last name for a road.
Greg, is there any opposition to this, or do you have a problem with it?
We knew about this, or
yeah, we've talked. Yeah,
as I said, I don't have a stance. I don't really care.
Gary, you see any complications there at all?
The only complication I see is anyone who's got notice of this hearing thought that the name was going to be older.
Yeah. Okay, how many is that?
There's three houses involved. One's are my mother-in-law's, and the others are a neighbor next door. And he was aware of the meeting. We had told him we were coming and what we were wanting to do, and he had no problem with it.
And I called him a second time just to make sure that, you know, that they had, I gave him over the holidays to think about it. And once again, they said that's fine with us. We could care less.
Okay.
And there's not really currently in another buildable area with the pipeline being across the street. So the chances of another house coming in somewhere on that little lane is slim to none.
You guys have any thoughts on it, or?
Well, I mean, this is a public hearing. Why don't we have Gary call his neighbor just to make sure from our side, and then do it at the next meeting? Is there a problem with that? I mean,
there's no time.
Do I need to be present for the next one?
Unless we get some opposition
or something,
we'll let you know.
I doubt that.
Probably ought to. I think we probably.
I got his number now. If you want to talk to him.
Yeah, wouldn't be a bad idea. Wouldn't be a bad idea to check with the various safety units as well, the police and fire. I don't know that they would have any objection, and I can't imagine any, but just to be on the safe side. So we'll set it up for another public hearing next week. If it's not time sensitive, I don't see any opposition, but we want to make sure all the bases are covered. So,
all right.
Anyone else wish to speak on this issue, for or against?
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Jolliet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
I think it's better in Wilkins Way anyway.
I don't know, it's got kind of a nice, it's got a nice ring to it.
That wasn't even proposed anyway. Yeah,
I saw the sign laying out there in the weeds.
I knew I should change this
meeting. You folks are welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting if you wish. It's totally up to you, but we appreciate you coming in, and we'll have another public hearing next week and see if we can.
On Monday or?
What day of the week is it?
January 6th is our organizational meeting.
Okay, it's on here. Oh, okay.
Now, I was thinking about going to Florida. Do I need to be here?
No.
You can come and I'll go.
If, you know, I can, at least from my vote, if there is opposition, we won't take any action until you have an opportunity to talk to us again.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
That sounds right.
All righty.
Thank you.
Have a happy New Year.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Do you need any other information from them?
Okay, thank you.
Greg, you have anything else for?
No.
Good to see you. Happy New Year.
Good to see you. Yep, just want to come up and check on you guys and make sure everything was running smooth.
Might want to bring some help next time. We never know around here.
You don't have any excess money, do you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I knew I should have came there. Ours is a little tighter than it was last year, though. We're seeing it, and I don't know what happened next year. Because our gas tax will be dwindling down just a little bit. So we have to see.
Looks like the bridge is coming along well. And
yeah, it is. It was coming along very well until they had a little problem where a form flew out on it. So that caused a little work for them, which I hate to see. But other than that, it'll come along well.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Okay, gentlemen.
Thanks, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Thanks, Greg. Happy New Year.
See you.
We have some resolutions to be voted on separately.
What is that?
Travel and training for the Board of Elections. Senior staff and then Board of Elections members going to OAEO Winter Conference in Columbus. $3,420. Commissioner Jolliet, I'm sorry, move to approve somewhere.
Well, we'll do that. A separate? Okay, I move to approve. Sorry.
Second.
Commissioner Jolliet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
We now vote on transfers and appropriations for the Board of Elections. There's an adjustment to the construction fund for the Board of, for the building that contains the Board of Elections.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstained. Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And the final item to be voted on separately is, I don't know if you have this in your packet, I don't know if I remember, there's the budget for the Board of Elections Department, General Fund Department for next year. It's an interim budget. It's prepared according to the discussions we had with Tim and earlier and the Board of Elections people. Represents just a budget to get us started with a final budget to be determined after the first of the year.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstained. Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Okay. To communications, travel and training. Marion Olivas, Brandon Roberts. Marion Olivas, Developing Women Attitude, a Ohio Police Officer Training in London, Ohio. Brandon Roberts and Ed Tanner, Evidence Technician Training in London, Ohio. Transfers and appropriations. Do we vote on that separately? Travel and training? Okay.
No.
I have this on your packet. Primarily what we have are a list of items which are cleaning up our accounts for the end of the year to keep our budgets straight and the state auditor satisfied. I call your attention to one item where the USDA sewer and USDA water, those adjustments are a result of a loan that was obtained from the USDA by Water and Sewer, and they were allowed to go back to 2007 and 2008. And then these accounts adjust those early years and the current year for those items. Next item on amended certificate of resources dated December 18th, 2008. Amended certificate of resources dated December 18th, primarily adjusting our earlier estimated resources to much closer to what they will actually be for the year. Next item in our transfer is an item is to adopt an interim or a non-general fund budgets for 2009. These are not an interim budget for the non-general funds. These are the full year budget. They've been presented to you in your packet. The next item will be to adopt an interim general fund budget for 2009, excluding the Board of Elections. These budgets represent approximately 6 months, but we will not go 6 months. We will the budgets are all going to be revised effective in the middle of January. We will adopt the new budget. Next item is to amend resolution 08-03-0302 to increase our budgeted appropriations for the TID Port Authority.
Is that, I got a question on that, Bob.
Okay.
What's our funding to them through what date? Didn't we agree to 1 year funding and something?
Well, we agreed to $200,000 for this year. We had paid $50,000 earlier in the year.
So this is 08. This clears out 08?
This clears out 08.
Are they running that far behind? I mean, how are we this far and they only need $150,000 now? They need $150,000 now.
Well, we presented them with $50,000 earlier in the year, and they just presented us in December with an invoice for the remaining $150,000.
But do they need it?
Well, that's something I'd have to look into.
We had some agreement with them last year. You remember what that was? Jack, you remember what that was?
For like a year to see how they worked out. That was for $200,000.
Right.
So what's their 209 looking like?
Yeah, Don, I don't know. I haven't heard anything from them for 2009.
We could set up a work session.
Yeah, that'd be good, I think, if we could.
We budgeted a contribution for 2009 based on the $150,000. That's what we budgeted for 2009.
Well, they had to get profitable in 2009. That $150,000 was not ongoing, or whatever that amount was. I forget what it was. Concerns me a little bit is they're just asking for $150,000 now. I just want to make sure they need it. We're just not transferring, because we're looking for every dollar we can get here.
Yes, sir.
I guess we can always go. Can we always go back and undo it? We do it. If they don't need it, they're not going to give it back to us anyway, probably.
Do they need it to balance out their books for the end of the year? Is that
Greg? I don't.
Is that why it's on for today?
They wanted to finish it up for the year. They wanted to get this in for the year, and we had originally had a resolution, as Tim explained it to me, was $150,000, and it was contemplated to be. We had $50,000 in the budget originally, and then the $150,000 resolution, which was passed in March of 2008, okay, was intended to raise that $50,000 to $200,000, because we had $50,000 in the original budget.
And that was just for a year.
Do we agree to 150 or 200?
It was 200.
Was it 200?
But the 50.
It was 200.
But the 50 and 150.
In your 09, you don't have a request yet?
We have not had a request for 09. We did put something in the budget anticipating that we might get a request. So
with no request from 09 means they're not expecting any money from us in 09? So we just did all the budgets and they're not in there?
Well, when I prepared the budget, I put the money in there anticipating we would get a request. So
shouldn't be in there.
So.
Well, they'd still have to come to us and request it.
Yes.
Right? I think we need to have a work session with them to see what.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out where it is, where they are, and how much they need, and what they're going to need.
That would answer all those questions.
Yeah, so if we could do a good idea, if we can get it.
I think with the Quaker deal being finalized, that was going to help them out considerably, I thought.
There's $150,000 yet plugged in the 09 budget that you can put to the deficit. So are we going to do this?
We're on our way.
Yeah, we got to see how it gets over the hump. So we're going to do the appropriation ends that we're doing, or just do the works? They need it. They probably need it, would be my guess.
Just because of the year end, I think we need to
do it.
Finalize it. That's my.
I think that was our agreement, so
okay,
we might as well.
That's fine. I'm okay with that. Just didn't remember how we did it.
Next, I have personnel. Next item is to approve a 3% across-the-board increase for collective bargaining union employees of Butler County Building and Zoning Department. I had a list of those included in your packet. Next, to include a 3% across-the-board increase for collective bargaining union employees of the Butler County Maintenance Department. Yes, sir.
I think you need to explain these raises were negotiated
previously.
These are not something that's just been given.
No, that's correct. They're part of the labor contract.
We're fulfilling our labor agreement right now with these.
That's correct.
Okay.
Is this the third year of that?
It's the last
I believe
year.
It. Yes.
Right. We have to renegotiate it in 09.
So, yes, these are commitments under a previously negotiated labor agreement. Next is to discontinue Ellen Simpson on the payroll of Unit Support Worker 1 for Butler County Department of Job and Family Services. Next is to approve pay adjustment for Elizabeth Allen, collective bargaining unit member with Butler County Department of Job and Family Services, from $17.23 to $17.26 per hour. This is needed because of an error in calculating pay. Next is to approve a $289.07 payment to William Gallagher, Butler County Children's Services employee, to pay out comp time. Approve $238.40 payment to Marissa Gardner, Butler County Children's Services employee, to pay out comp time.
Did we skip one here on the list, third one down?
Oh, a payroll. Yes, we did. I'm sorry, Commissioner. Yes. approve, accept the list of Butler County Department of Job and Family Services employees payroll for December 6, 2008 to December 19, 2008. Under development, community planning, approve an agreement with Butler County Community Development Professionals, limited liability as program coordinator to assist with the Shelter Plus Care program. Under water and sewer, advertise for bids for hazardous waste collection for Butler County Solid Waste Management Project. Approve temporary construction easement, right of entry agreement with AK Steel Corporation for the Big Monroe Parallel Force Main Sewer Construction Project. To release a one-year maintenance bond for public water and sewer line extensions to Rialto Crossing. To approve and execute agreement with Technology Recycling Group for Butler County 2009 Computer and Television Recycling Program at not more than $24,900. Under Butler County Engineer, grant authority to Scott Bressler to execute contracts with ODOT for purchase of machinery, materials, and supplies or articles during 2009. Grant special hauler permit numbers 09-01-01 through 09-01-18 to Maxim Crane Works. Grant special hauling permit number 09-01-19 to Richard Coombs. Under miscellaneous, approve the removal of University Internal Medicine Associates from University Point Landscaping Assessment. Approved donation of children's table and chairs from Domestic Relations to the Dove House.
Move to accept.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Okay, so anything further?
We've still got more left.
Oh, okay.
The payment request. We approve payment request with one modification. There is a payment request for tuition reimbursement to Shonda Combs, and that will be pulled from the agenda.
Is there anything, need a motion for that?
Yeah, I think we do.
Move to approve.
Second.
Mr. Jolivet?
Yes.
Mr. Dixon?
Yes.
Mr. Furman?
Yes.
Okay.
In regards to that, Bob, you'll work on the tuition reimbursement policy that reflected the financial situation we're in?
Yes, sir.
The board concurs.
We have some separate payment requests that need to be approved, one having to do specifically with the Board of Elections.
Need a motion?
Yes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. Commissioner Furman?
Yes. We didn't do that.
No. It was, okay. And this last one, the auditors have asked us to approve expenditures from earlier in the year before they instituted the then and now policy where we had to have a purchase order in place. So they've prepared a package. And also Commissioner Dixon, we could not isolate from everything in here from the Board of Elections. So I think we handle this as a separate item.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
That's it. Motion to adjourn.
How much is on that?
Just about $4 million.
There's a lot of other items in there as well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes. reading USA Today, but the first 5 days, usually dictates a trend for the whole year. They said over the last 30 years,